message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This Monday, we have been looking at open doors, and we have been blessed extensively in the course of the meetings. And tonight will not be an exemption in the name of Jesus. It's a communion service, and we trust God that this communion will open doors for somebody in the name of Jesus. Before we go into the communion quickly, I'll be speaking on positioning for opening for open doors. Positioning for open doors. Positioning for open doors. It is clear that God wants to open doors for you and I. It is clear that God wants those doors open, and He wants them open permanently. And to access these open doors, you need to position yourself before the door can be opened. You need to position yourself, arrange yourself in a particular way for the door. Doors doesn't just open for anybody. You must have the key for the door to open. Am I right? And so tonight, God will be showing us, amongst other things, how for these doors to be open. But before I go into that, beloved, I want you to realize that everybody is waiting for your open doors. Your brothers are waiting. Your sisters are waiting. Your neighbors are waiting. Your church members are waiting. In Romans chapter 8, verse 19, Romans chapter 8, verse 19, the Bible says, for the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. They are waiting. Somebody say they are waiting. Somebody say they are waiting. They are waiting for the manifestation. They are waiting to see what will happen. All this, your crank, 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 all these things. They want to see what will happen. And they will see something great. I said they will see something great. I said they will see something great. Let me hear your loudest amen. They will see something great. I didn't hear your loud amen. This morning, as I was preparing to go out, one of our members called me and was telling me about how God has blessed them with a brand new project, and a house that is about to commence. The approval for the house is out. Everything is set, and they're about to commence. And these are people that on a good day, neighbors will never believe that they can amount to anything. In the name of Jesus, where they never thought you and your husband can get to, you will get there. Where they never thought you yourself as a person can get to, you will get there. I can't hear you say a big amen. Tonight, how do we position ourselves? What exactly is making that sound? Is it this, or please take care of it? So as to avoid any distractions. How to position ourselves for open doors. Number one is subscribe to divine direction. Subscribe to divine direction. Someone say divine direction. Divine direction always makes doors to open for us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, Romans 8, verse 14, the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One of the major things that shows that you are actually a child of God is that you are led as a son of God, as a daughter of God. If a child of God is not led, he cannot move towards open doors. The more a child of God is being led, the more he enjoys open doors. In Psalm 32 verse 8, Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will lead you, I will instruct you in the way to go. I will guide you with my own eyes. I will guide you with my own eyes. Psalm 32 verse 8. So God is a person that likes to guide us. He guides you to who to marry. He guides you to the business to do. He guides you on when to go to the embassy. He guides you on the area you should build a house. He guides you. He keeps guiding you and guiding you and guiding you and guiding you until the doors open to you. Somebody is here. God will keep guiding you. I say God will keep guiding you. I say God will keep guiding you. Checking through the scriptures, you will see that the children of Israel were benefactors of God's guidance all the way. They enjoyed God's guidance in a very, very special way. He guided them and guided them and guided them till he opened the door for them, brought them out of captivity and brought them into liberty permanently. In Exodus chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says, and God spoke to Moses. Exodus 6 verse 1. God spoke and the Lord said unto Moses. In Exodus 7 verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses. He was guiding them through his sermon. And in Exodus chapter 8 verse 1, the same thing, and the Lord said unto Moses. He was speaking and speaking. Exodus chapter 8, chapter 9, verse 1, the same thing. And the Lord said unto Moses. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses. Someone say direction. Exodus 11, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses. He kept on saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. Exodus 12, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses. Exodus chapter 13, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses. Exodus 14, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses. By the time we got to Exodus 15 verse 1, they were already celebrating. They were rejoicing because they were out of captivity. All through from Exodus chapter 3, God was leading and leading and leading. Exodus 4, Exodus 6, all through to 14. When you get home, you can read it. God is a God that likes to guide. Today, he will guide you out of that situation. I say God will guide you out of that situation. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen? He likes to guide us. He likes to guide us. And if you look at Exodus 15 verse 1, they began to celebrate. The Bible said that the servant of God, Moses, he led them in songs and then sang Moses. That was after they had been enjoying God's leading earlier on. Earlier on, as I quoted, from Exodus 6 verse 1, 7 verse 1, down to 14. Then, after some time, they got to that open door and then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spoke, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. That will be your testimony. I said, that will be your testimony. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. What is the major requirement for guidance? What is the major requirement for direction? It's called humility. Until you are humble, you can't be guided. Until you are humble, you cannot be directed. Proverbs 16 verse 5. Proverbs 16 verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to God. May you not be an abomination to God. Say, when a person is proud in heart, you say you have become an abomination to God. When you see a person whose heart is lifted, the person cannot be directed and doors cannot open to that person. In fact, can I tell you this? Hey, immediately you see pride, the next thing coming is destruction. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Pride always precedes destruction. And when you see a person who is not ready to be guided, the person is heading for destruction. May you not head for destruction. Yeah. If the children of Israel refused to follow Moses as God was leading Moses, in Exodus 6 verse 1, 7 verse 1, 8 verse 1, 9 verse 1, 10, 11, 12 to 14, they will just die for nothing. Many of them that refused to follow just died and died for cheap. Your obituary will not come out. I say your obituary will not come out. I say your obituary will not come out. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? One thing I always pray to God for is, Lord, help me never to miss your direction. Help me never to miss what you are telling me per time. Help me never to just do things out of just wishing to do it. Number two, how do I position myself for doors open for me? Carry divine presence. Be a carrier of divine presence. Be a carrier of divine presence. Be a carrier of divine presence. Divine presence is a door opener anytime, any day. Doors open to you, not because of you particularly, but because of the person you carry. Doors open to you, not necessarily because you have a PhD in philosophy, or in agronomy, or in gynecology, or in accounting, or in law. That's not what makes doors open to you. What makes door to open to you is because you carry God's presence. Because of who you are. Because of who you carry. That's what makes doors to open to you. And that's why you must do everything you can to carry God's presence. That was Joseph's qualification in Genesis 39, verse 2 to 5. Joseph did not go to mud school, as it were. But everywhere Joseph went to, God was with him. And the Lord was with Joseph. Somebody is here today, that will be your testimony. Everybody will say, and the Lord was with this person. I say, everybody will say, the Lord was with you. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. This one was inside, he was a slave at that time. I would say he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of the master, of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord, everybody could see, his master could see it. You can be working for somebody, and the person will say, ah, God is with you. God is with you. God is with this man. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put in his hand. That's five. And it came. Let's leave that because of time. Because that one is another story entirely. I'm sure that woman also saw that God was with that guy, and she wanted to partake of it in a corrupt manner. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. So, pursue the presence of God anywhere you go. Life is not really about location. It's about association. It's not really about where you are. By God's privilege, I've been privileged to go to a few countries of the world. Many of the continents in Africa here, I've been to a few countries. In the US and in Europe. And I've seen many poor people also there. I've seen people that are very poor that they can't eat even one meal a day. So it's not all about your location per se, but about who you know. Who is the person that is backing you up? Who is the person that is carrying you? If it is God, then he's carrying you on eagle's wings. And if he's carrying you on eagle's wings, you will always succeed. In the name of Jesus, you will always succeed. Pursue his presence. And his presence will bring you favor. His presence will open doors to you naturally. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 6, 31 to 33, don't worry yourself about what you are going to eat or what you are going to drink. Say, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall I eat or what shall I drink? What shall I eat or what shall I drink? Or where shall I be clothed? Don't worry yourself about that. Say, after all these things, it's the unbeliever that seek those things. It's an unbeliever that wake up in the morning and say, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? A believer, what he's supposed to be pursuing daily is God's presence. May I not lose God's presence. For your heavenly Father, knowing that you have need of them, the person that is with you knows what you need. And in verse 33, Matthew 6 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. If you want to enter, let me say, government house, and the present president is with you, standing with you, as in, you don't have any appointment to in this government house here, but the president came to see you and said he just wants to stop by, and if he goes with you, when you get to the gate, will there be any protocol for you to enter? Hello? Do you need any special invitation to enter with the president? Now, it's not that you are so important, but the person with you is so important that they know, they recognize that person, so you the grace rubs off on you. That's what happens. My wife was telling me some days ago that she was last week Sunday, that she met one of our old friends, and that the person was honoring her. They were in the same class in secondary school. The person was honoring her, doing this, doing that, doing this. And she was wondering, and she called her name. I said, why are you? Say, I follow you on Instagram. I must honor you. I must honor you. Not because she's not honoring her because they've known each other for long, but because of the presence of God upon her and because of the association she keeps. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The honor of the office she carries and the person that goes along with it. That's what happens when you associate with God. When you carry God's presence, you enjoy unusual honor. The kind of honor that is unusual. The kind of honor that is not normal. People look at you and they can't resist you. They cannot say no to you. They can't say no. You go to an interview panel. You were the last to come, but you were the only person that was selected. You were the least qualified, but yet you are the least. You are the first to be accepted. You made so many blunders in your CV. But at the same time, you were still accepted. You did not qualify. You yourself know you did not qualify for it. Yet, they accepted you. That will be somebody's testimony here. I said that will be somebody's testimony here. What is the requirement for carrying God's presence? Please, God. Many people pray for many things every day. People pray for, I don't know, many things. But this is my own daily prayer point. Father, I want to please you. When I want to pray for myself, if I pray, I want to pray for people, fine. But when I want to pray for myself, this is my prayer point. Father, help me to please you daily. Let my life please you. Let my utterance please you. Let my conduct please you. Let the way I live my life bring glory to your name. In Proverbs 16 verse 7, can you adjust the mic back to the way it was before? So that Proverbs 16 verse 7, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So when you please God, everything just works all together for your good. There's a song like that. Everything is working together for my good. And then you begin to see a sort of dance steps with that song. Hallelujah. I know you understand what I'm talking about. Everything will be working together for your good. I say everything will be working together for your good. That's what Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? So you want to carry God's presence? Please him. What pleases God? Worship. What pleases God? Praise. What pleases God? Obedience. Everything that pleases God, that's what you should be looking for. I don't know what you are looking for. This is what I'm looking for. That every day as I wake up, God will say, my son, well done. You have pleased me. You have made me happy. You have done what I want. You have done what I want. You have done my instructions. You have complied with my commandment. That will be your testimony. Number three, positioning yourself for open doors. Number three, subscribe to good character if you want doors to open to you. Subscribe to good character. The level of your character will determine the frequency of your open doors. The level of your character will determine the frequency of your open doors. One of the greatest servants of God in the world, Pastor Billy Graham, said, he said, if you have lost money, say you have not lost anything. He said, if you have lost your health, say, yes, you have lost something, maybe something small. Say, but if you have lost your character, you have lost everything about your life. That's why you must guide your character. You must build your character. The strength of character determines the weight of destiny. The strength of your character determines the weight of your destiny. So, in this part of the world, many of us say, hey, somebody is pursuing me. Maybe this one is pursuing me. Witchcraft. But do you know the greatest problem of people is not witchcraft. It is character craft. Character craft is worse than witchcraft. When a person lacks character, there is no way doors can open to that person. No way. As in, when a person lives a lie, his life is a lie. His certificate is a lie. His marriage is a lie. Everything, the car he drives is a lie. He's not the owner of the car. It's a lie. Everything is a lie. Everything is a lie. When a person is like that, once people detect that you don't have character, nobody places anything valuable in your hands. Nobody places anything valuable in your hands. And that's why, as a child of God, you must work on your character. Make it better. Your character will show in every way. It will show in your words. When you speak, people will know your character. When you dress today, while in the church in the morning, just stumble on something. And I called two of the church staff. I said, come to my office. Come and see what I saw on Facebook. One of our old members that just graduated not too long ago was doing bad day. And the person posted on the Facebook. And left more than 90% of the back open and post with that and raise bum outside like this. My own daughter trained for maybe 4 or 5 years here. Shows lack of character. And I was telling her, I said, God, don't let me waste my life. Oh, I said, God, I don't want to waste my life. Because those kind of children make you feel like you are wasting your life, you are wasting your time, you are wasting your investment. They make you feel like you are wasting your time. A Christian of even 1 year must not dress carnally. A 1 year Christian. Not to talk of a Christian of 3-4 years. Doors close permanently to such. God won't open any door for them. Because there is no strength of character. If you want to seduce people, go to your family member and seduce your cousins and seduce them. Not seducing people in the church. Some people will come to church and they're scared to be shot. The guy beside you will be seeing your laps. Can't you see how very funny a human being you are? In the church, a person will sit down and a guy beside will be seeing your laughs in the church, right inside the church. This is the height. When we are talking about open doors open to people of character. They open to people of character. A lady should know that when a lady sits down, the skirt will draw up. When it draws up, it's like a film show. We are in a world where you see a guy who will be in church on Sunday, and on Monday, on that same Sunday night, is in club drinking. He dropped 50 naira suffering on Sunday morning. But he buys gouda for everybody, yet he doesn't have a ladder anywhere. Everybody be drinking. He has not put one single block down anywhere. Not one block. What are we doing? If you want doors to open for you, beloved, you must embrace godly character. You must embrace godly character. One of my friends of my wife met us when we the last time we traveled to the U.S. and she came to see us where we were staying. She knew me when I was dating my wife, when we were not yet married. I said, Pastor, nice to see you, this and that. And he asked my wife, I know your husband when you were not yet married. That is very, very disciplined and strict. And my wife laughed. He said, who are you laughing? He said, he's times that now. More than he was even that time. I was a problem to them then. She now said, that one is a small dude. His standard now is even further than the time you knew him then. That's how your life should be. Your testimony should be that you are getting better. You will see how doors will open for you naturally. There are some testimonies we can't share here, because we are live on the internet and everybody in the world is watching us. You don't need to struggle for doors to open. Embrace godly character. Embrace godly character. Naturally, things will just work. Life will be easy. They will not back you with other rubbish people. They will know that no, she's different. They will know that no, he is different. And as from today, that grace comes upon everyone here in the name of Jesus. There is no problem with certificate deficiency. There is only a problem with character deficiency. Yes, certificate is good and it's very important, but that can, if you don't have a certificate, you won't die for it. It is not stated in my Bible, and servants of God are here, wonderful men and women of God. Is there any place where it is stated in this Bible that if you don't have any certificate, like masters or HND, that you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven? But in this same Bible, he said, this one, he said, I will tell them, go away! Go away. Say why? Maybe we did this in your name. No, you don't have the character. You don't have the character. You have the charisma. You have the swag, but the character is lacking. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number four, how do you position yourself for open doors? Live purposefully. Live purposefully. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. He purposed in his heart. Somebody say purposed in his heart. He purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Those who live purposefully end up meaningfully. Those who live on purpose end up with meaning. Their life carry meaning. Those who live purposefully live meaningful. Those who live purposefully also end up usefully. You live purposefully, you end up meaningfully. If you live purposefully, you end up usefully. So don't be careless with your life. If you really want to, doors open for you. Don't be careless with your life. The playboys of yesterday are still the playmen of today. The playboys of yesterday are still the playmen of today. So don't live a careless life. Don't just in whatever happens. People that say whatever happens, let it happen. Good things never happen to them. You have to live your life purposefully. This is my life. This is how I want to live my life. I want to be a believer. I want to do this. I want to go to school. I want to get married before I get pregnant. I want to be my husband's house first. Not the kind of things we are seeing in this generation, where there is little or no value for Christendom. Little or no value for Christian virtues. If your desire is for doors to open for you, live purposefully. And there are some questions you need to ask yourself if you want to doors to open for you through this purposefully. Number one question, or 4A, is, am I on the right path? 4A. If you want to live purposefully, you have to ask yourself the question, am I on the right path? Is this the right path? Am I on the right path? Number 4B, question you need to ask yourself if you want doors to open for you by living purposefully. Is this the best association for me? This association I'm keeping now, is it the best association for me? Is this the best association for me? 4C, question you must ask yourself if you want to live purposefully, is that, am I getting better in life? Am I getting better? Am I getting better in life? Am I getting better? Am I getting better in life? Is my life getting better? And what is the major requirement for living a purposeful life? The major requirement for living a purposeful life is vision. Vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. You must have a vision for your life. It is when you have a vision that you don't live anyhow. It is when you have a vision, you don't walk around in the middle of the night, just walking around aimlessly, because of your vision. Your vision doesn't make you to attend parties all over the place and party your life away. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. And I will stand upon my watch and set me upon a tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me. God will answer you. And said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that he may run that will get it. When you have a vision for your life, you don't live a useless life. Doors just open for you naturally, because you are living purposefully. You are living. But many of us here, if you have not yet identified your purpose or what God wants you to do, you need to pray tonight. You need to pray very well. Father, show me what you want me to do, so that I can run with what you want me to do. So that I can do it purposefully. I can do it passionately. I can do it consistently. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. So far, I've given us 4 major points on how to position ourselves for these wonderful open doors. And I said number 1 is what? Sorry? Yes, subscribe to divine direction. Number 2. Sorry? Good. Divine presence. Yes, that's number 3. Subscribe to a good character. Character is important, more superior to charisma. Number 4. Live purpose. I'll give us one more and then we'll go to pray. I'm talking about, how do you position yourself for doors to open to you? Number 5 might not be so palatable. It's called engaging in covenant practice. Engaging in covenant practice. Engaging in covenant practice. Beloved, wealth is not a citizen of any country. There are poor people everywhere. There are rich people everywhere. It's not about being here or being anywhere. A lizard in Nigeria cannot be an alligator in Canada. You must at all costs know how your doors can be opened to you. If you are a believer, because I know some people will say, some people are rich and they are not believers. I'm talking about covenant wealth. The kind of wealth in Proverbs 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. That's what they call covenant wealth. This wealth is a product of what we call covenant practice. Covenant practice. And this covenant practice is characterized by a scripture, or many scriptures, but Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 is one of the major scriptures. And thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Why? For it is he that giveth thee power to get what? To get wealth. That is, let me break that down like we are chopping onions or cutting meat to small, small pieces. What that means is that the power for wealth is available. And this lasting wealth is with God. And he gives it to those who remember him. Your remembering of God always qualifies you for blessings from God. Your remembering of God always qualifies you for blessings of God. And of course, we all know the popular scripture on tithing in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, reminding us of the importance. It says, will ye man rob God? Yet, you have robbed me. But yet, what you say? Ah, wherein have we robbed thee? Ah, he says, it is in your tithe and in your offering. You didn't give your tithe, you've not been giving your offerings. He says, yeah, you are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole house, this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open, can you see that? And we are talking of open doors. And we are talking of open doors. If we don't talk about this, open doors message is not complete. He said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And what is the effect of this blessing? There will not be room enough to receive the blessing. There is no room. There is no bedroom that can contain the blessing that I will give to you. And when we talk about, people think it's only money. We'll talk about that on Sunday. When we are talking about blessings money cannot buy. When we talk about God pouring blessings to your life, people say, is it that you give me money that the whole house, if I'm in a duplex now, the place, that's not what God is talking about. There are many kinds of blessings. Many you cannot even think about. I will show you on Sunday. Do you know that you are pleased to sit down like the way you are seated now? To coordinate yourself to sit down is a blessing. For you to sit down as a coordinated person is a blessing. There are some diseases that cannot make a person to sit down. And they didn't like this. And they are, not that anything is wrong with them. They did not that electricity shocked them. They can't sit down. They are not coordinated. I will get the names of some of them before Sunday and tell you. I'm doing the research already. No, this work is continuous research. Continuous research. So that devil will not cut our people unawares. You have to be a vast pastor. If you are not vast. Hey, praise the Lord. Every child of God that engages in covenant practice as a lifestyle cannot lack anything good. Just show me one person who is consistently in covenant practice. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and that person, you say that person is impossible. Or normality ladoni. The road must be open at all costs. The road must be open for that person at all costs. Why? He's in agreement with God in his finances. God knows he loves him more than mammon. God knows that if he blesses him, he will not run out of church. God knows that no matter what he will give her and her husband, she will never miss Wednesday service. She will still be around to clean the church. She will still be around to sing in the choir. She will still be around to do her assignment in the children's church. She will still be available. She will not say, or he will not say, nah. I have more than 17 containers. 17 container of new engine is on the sea from Germany to Lagos port. No, I have another container. That one is 14 container. It has tire, brand new tire for Port Harcourt. That one is coming. I don't have the time for church. All this pastor. It's because they don't have money. That's why they are always in church. They sit down in church permanently. Because they are waiting for manna. When you see the ways of people despise God, you will shake your head for them. The Bible says, at the end, they will die. They will leave everything and they will be like a fool. You know the story of the rich fool? He did. In all his statements, he did not mention God. See, everything is so big. My pants is so big. My salary has been increased. Everything is going on well. Okay, now I want to begin to enjoy my life now. Okay, igbadum, wafem, igbadum, bye. I have now entered, not one statement on God, not one statement on the poor. I will bless the poor. I will do this. I will buy buses for the church. I will do this and that. I will increase this in the church. I will repay. Nothing done. Nothing. He was talking about himself. I will eat. My stomach will be enjoying itself. Honestly speaking, I'll be wearing shoe, $14,000. I will be wearing this watch, $20,000. I will be wearing belt of $2,500. God say, okay, wear it inside the grave. Let me see you. Bible say, the same day he died. The same day, and he left it. And the Bible say, at the end, he was like a fool. Think of your life. Think of your life. If a child of God will quickly align with covenant practice, the joy of Christianity multiplies. The joy of being a Christian, because you know that you have conquered the issue of money. You have conquered the... It's love of money that doesn't make a person to be a tither. You love that part so much. Say, I can't leave anything out of this thing. Anything that wants to happen, let it happen. Whatever wants to happen, let it happen. But this thing is not enough. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Kingdom wealth thrives and responds to qualitative covenant practice. You don't claim covenant of open doors, you practice it. You don't claim it. I claim it. People have claimed many things, yet they got nothing. Simply because they refuse to buy into covenant practice. In Psalms 89 verse 34, the Bible says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. If you are in covenant with God, God can't break the covenant. God can't alter what has come out of his lips. He can't break the covenant. I knew where I was when I was not a tither. I knew where I was. I know where I am today by his grace. So if every one of the major secrets of this commission is tithing. It's one of our major secrets here. Major secrets in the church. Every income that comes in, it must be tithed. That is the standard. Somebody say, so all the money that comes in, we now give out. That is the standard. That is how it has been from day one till now. Why? That's what God said we should do. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. As I round up, what is the requirement? You know, for everyone, I showed you the requirement. Am I right? What is the requirement for covenant practice? Love of God. You can't be a covenant practitioner if you don't love God. You can't give a covenant practitioner if you don't love God. You can't give to somebody you don't love. You can't. You can't give. You can't claim to love God when just giving him a small fraction of what he gave to you is a challenge. You can't claim to love God. The love is not total if the giving is not there. How many of us want to be a lady and then the person you are dating says, I love you so much. The only thing is that I can't give you anything. I love you so much. I love you to return. You are the sugar in my tea. You are everything to me. You mean everything. You mean the world to me. If I see you, my heart palpitates. Looking at you, I shiver. I have goosebumps. You can't imagine how you make me feel. Oh my God. thinking of you just makes me go, wow. But I don't give. Your bad days, I'm not available. Christmas, I'm sorry. When there's anything to do or celebrate, I'm not there. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just me. I picked it from my father and my mother. But we're like that in our family. That's our style. It's not as if I'm wicked. We don't give. But when we give, we just support your cause. Not that we really give to you. That's our. I never saw my father give my mother anything. Why would I give anything to you? For what reason? I've seen somebody say that before. In this Ilorin, told his wife that I'm sorry, I can't give you anything. I can't give you anything simply because I've never seen my father give my mother money before. She sought herself out. Sought yourself too. Not that I heard it. I didn't download it from Google. I know the person. I know the husband. I know why. So your giving to God proves your love. Your giving to God proves your love. Your giving to God proves your love. And if you do it consistently enough, it will show in your life. If you do it consistently enough, it will show in your life. If you do it consistently enough, consistently. I can't remember the last time I did 10%. If I'm doing 10%, I can't be here. 10%. That's for beginners. That's for those who just started running with God just yesterday. Because you get to a point in life, your life is for God. Your resources is for God. Everything about you is for God. Blessings are pursuing you. You are not pursuing blessings. And today, God will take you there. I say today, God will take you there. I say today, God will take you there. In the name of Jesus. In the remaining days of 2019, massive wealth is coming to you and your house. Massive wealth is coming to you and your house. That's your business. As you tithe for your business, you tithe for your business and you tithe for yourself separately. That's how it's supposed to be done. I don't have that time. As run out, I would show you the book of Hebrews, how Abraham did it and gave a tithe of all his spoils to Melchizedek. And then that's for his business, for his spoil, and then has a personal tithe. That's how it works. May the Lord give you understanding. May the Lord give you good 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 understanding. May God give you the heart of obedience. Did I hear you say a big amen? May the Lord give you the heart of obedience. And as you obey, it will show in your life. It will show in your life. The God that has helped us will help you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lift up your hands to heaven and give God praise. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank Him for tonight. Give Him all the glory. Can you lift your voice and thank Him? Can you magnify Him? Can you celebrate the King of Kings? Can you give Him all the glory? Can you give Him all the honor? Can you appreciate His love and His kindness? Can you thank Him? Can you give Him all the praise? Can you adore Him, exalt Him, give Him praise? In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oluwa etobi. Etobio, etobi, Oluwa, etobi, etobi, etobi. Osenita lebi, yaga, etobi. Etobio, that maybe it's those that are singing that normally go off key sometimes, but it's clear that you keyboardists also, some of the keys you bring in sometimes does not allow very smooth, so please let's maintain a very stable key that can allow the worship to go on. We have 2 more minutes. Lift your hands up and give him praise.
We worship the big God. Yeah.
month of September, lift your voice and pray. Empower me to access new doors. Let doors be open to me. Doors of favor, doors of blessing, doors of testimony, doors of progress, doors of advancement, doors of development, doors of help and assistance. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, can we lift up our right hand and say, oh Lord, let me be a carrier of your divine presence. Everywhere I go, I want to carry your presence. I want to carry your presence. Lift your voice and pray. I want to carry your presence. Your presence
is heaven
to me.
Presence is heaven.
Mighty name we have prayed. You will say, Father, help me to embrace good character. Good character everywhere I go, every place they see me. Help me to reflect your glory. Lift your voice and pray. Help me, Lord, to maintain good character anywhere I go. Let men see me and see Jesus. Let Jesus be obvious in my life. Let Jesus be obvious in my character. Let Jesus be obvious in my conduct. Let Jesus be glaring in my character. Let my character bring God glory. Let my character bring God honor. Let my character glorify God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, Father, empower me to live purposefully. I don't want to live a careless life. I don't want to live a wasted life. Father, give me the grace to live a purposeful life. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Help me, Lord, to live a purposeful life. Help me, Lord, to live a purposeful life. I must not live carelessly. I cannot live carelessly. I refuse to live carelessly. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, I receive power for consistent and continuous covenant practice. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I receive the power and the grace for consistent and continuous practice of the covenant. Continuous, consistent practice of the covenant. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to consistently, to continuously be a covenant practitioner. Give me that grace. I want to be consistent. I've done it before, but I've stopped. Father, give me that grace to be consistent. Empower me and grace me. Give me the grace to conquer the love of money. Help me, Lord, to love you more than anything. Help me to love you more than worldly wealth. Help me to love you more than anything. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh ground, open up, swallow up enemies of my open doors. Lift your voice and pray. Oh ground, open up, swallow up enemies of my open doors. Those that does not want doors to open for me, ground, open up. Let the ground open up and swallow them up. Let the ground open up to swallow them up. Those who have vowed that it will not be better for me, it will not be better for them. Father, oh ground, open up, swallow up the enemies of my open doors. I'm standing on the ground. Let the ground open up and swallow them up. Swallow them up. Those ganging up against my family, they are the door will not open for us. Ground, swallow them up. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Rope of stagnancy holding down my destiny, break off right now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every rope of stagnancy holding me down to the same place that does not want me to share testimony, break off. Are you praying? Every rope of stagnancy. Inuanono sikenia nana kazuza. Lekuta barakata nono ala kadiash. Lekotozi egaguga gradia tagasa. Rope of stagnancy that wants to stop my testimony. Catch fire. Catch fire. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we move further in our prayers, before we take the communion tonight, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here tonight. And you know in your heart of hearts that you need these open doors very desperately. And you want to partake in this communion called Communion for Open Doors. But you know you have one or two things you want to quickly settle with God. Not that you are a bad person, but in your mind, you know that there are some things that God might not be happy about, and you want to ask God for mercy. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. I want to pray for you quickly. I want you to lift your hands above your head so that I can see it and pray for you. You don't want to take this communion without first settling some things with God. You want the door to open for you, but you don't want to take the communion in guilt. You don't want to take the communion without asking God for mercy first. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Christ is calling you. He's not condemning you. He loves you. But you cannot take the communion with a guilty heart. You can't take the communion with sin. It's not allowed. You want to quickly make your ways right with God. I will count from 1 to 3. Let your hand be lifted and I will just pray with you where you are. Also, you are watching us on the internet from everywhere in the world. You want to quickly make amends with your maker. You want God to change your life. You don't want to be the same again. You can send us an email and also a WhatsApp on the number stated there that you are giving your life to Jesus, and your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. You are here. You want to quickly dedicate your life. I would like to see your hand up quickly. 1 and 2. I'm about to pray now. Don't be the last person. You want to take and partake in this communion, yet you want to settle some things with God. It's between you and God. Nobody else knows it. You know it. God knows it. But you want to say, God, I know you can see everything. Your eyes can see me. You know my heart. You know me. You know everything about me. I've come for mercy. That's all I've come for. I've come for you to have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Let this door open to me. Have mercy on me. You want to quickly make your ways right? Lift your hand above your head. I will see it and I will pray with you quickly. God bless you. Do that quickly. I'm giving you just one more minute before we go ahead. Also, you are watching us from anywhere in the world. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Let us know. Take the prayer with us and then also let us know that you are taking this important decision. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 30 more seconds and I will pray. 30 more seconds and I will pray. Search your heart. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all. Prayer point, you say, Father. You say, Father. Sorry. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are lifting up your hands for rededication, or you are watching us on the internet. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. Please cleanse me from all my sins and wash me clean. Tonight I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.